Right. What's your first name? Your first name only?
Tawana.
Yes. Hi, Tawana. I'm Deborah. I'm with American University. We're partnered with DC Central Kitchen. And we're speaking to the community about how they fared during the pandemic. What are some of the challenges that you faced during the pandemic?
Well, first, like I said, let me say, God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
And I want to thank you for all that y'all did, because this, the organization you with, I don't know all of them, feeding all of us, no matter what the nationality, no matter the economic status, no matter the gender, or whatever. If the food was there to help people. I did get vaxxed. I got vaxxed for my family. And in the meantime of getting vaxxed, that's why I said to God be the glory, it was something else wrong. But I found out I don't have that. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. So I don't know if anybody else experienced that, because before that, everything was going along smooth as able. It humbled me. It made me realize that, you know, you can't do nothing without God. I realize now that people don't, you know, I used to have this, well, I still got to get over this fear of, like, taking pictures. And people looking at people, nobody cares what you look like, what's going on now. And I've met so many positive people like yourself who encourage me to do more. When I say more, yeah, even, looking for jobs, I know God will enable me to get a full-time job with benefits that I will take care of myself. I'm not blaming no one. I'm not blaming it on the pandemic, because, you know, prior to the pandemic, you know how things, when your life is like, oh, well, maybe I'll do it next month, maybe I'll do it next year. Should have been doing it right away, which I'm doing now. And this is weird. I almost didn't come to the store, but I'm like, hey, I need to come to the store and get this thing. And I just thank you. I thank everyone. Like I said, I don't judge anybody anymore. When I say humble, it makes you look at everybody. You know, I forgive and forget. I'm working on myself. I'm a work in progress.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, but thank you.
But did you have any challenges during the pandemic? But you said you didn't have any challenges with food.
Only because DC informed you where to go to get the food. So I can't say that. Because all you have to do, like someone, I'm going to go along with some food because it was positive. The buses was free. My transportation, I did get there. I did get what I needed. And to be quite honest, I think I was eating healthier that way. I know.
No, I'm just crazy.
Yeah, God is cool. You know, I don't want to get out here and get teary-eyed, because that's not what I came out here to do. But yeah, things did come up. But then I realized, hey, to get on my knees to pray and to go and look for help. You understand? It made me realize, like I told somebody, I didn't care what I looked like. I just went in, spoke my truth, said what was going on with me, about me and nobody else. And I got the help. Help that I didn't even know was out here. That's what I feel sometimes back. Just like I told a guy that somebody called me and that message was for me. I kept saying, what do you mean you help people and I need to get in touch with somebody? I'm like, touch with what? Yeah, I'm having some health issues. You know how you keep it to yourself. There's nobody gonna hear. I always say people don't want to hear it because everybody's going through something even worse than that. So I'm like, hey. But then when the person was coming, I said, this is a weird conversation. I got off the phone. I said, God, no, I'm trying to move on.
So is there anything that you think the district could have done better or should do better in the future?
I'm going to say this. Why I'm not going to say could do better, whatever better. What I need to do is volunteer. Like everybody else, which I'm going to make some phone calls and see, can I be available? Not just say to get employed, but to help. Because I done met so many people, again, like yourself and others, that I didn't even know what was going on. Okay. All right. You see what I'm saying?
No, you're fine. They just got to take a
picture. You know, those programs, I didn't even know what was going on. I mean, you know how people tell you something about one out there, I kept it moving. And then I realized when I was alone by myself, I said, hey, you're the reason. So that's why I don't make those promises.
I'm self-reflective.
Yeah, because I gotta look at me and build me up and be strong, you know. I should have been out here more. I mean, somebody gave me all the places. I was like, oh, wow, I don't know. Then when I found out gossiping, they're like, well, what's my excuse? What's this for? You pick up the food. Nobody asked me who I was. I didn't care who I was.
Didn't care.
That's fine. That's the thing. I probably could have helped. You know, maybe I need to pick up phone calls. Hey, I'm a fellow, you know, whatever. Yeah.
So what's your first name again?
Tawana.
Yes. It was so nice meeting
Thank
you today.
Thank you, yes.
And I'm glad y'all did. No, you're fine, sweetie. There's nothing out of order or out of place, okay?
All right.
Just remember that.
All right.
So I thank you and I appreciate you
thank
today.
You thank you.